You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have this like theory of the faculty and its allegorical implications for America.
Okay.
Mostly related to white women. Yeah. So there's that. Like I always, whenever I watch this movie, I'm like, this is it. This is what I'm talking about. And yeah, I've always wanted to like have a live conversation about it. Because I don't know, it feels really random, but there's like some weird, interesting threads happening in that movie.
Welcome to Open Form. I'm Michael Denzel Smith. All the teenagers at Harrington High School are playing their roles. Delilah is the popular cheerleader dating Stan, the popular quarterback. Zeke is a smart but unmotivated slacker. Casey is a nerd who is always being threatened with physical violence. And everyone makes fun of Stokely for being gay because she never smiles and wears dark lipstick. All is right in the social order until transfer student Mary Beth Louise Hutchinson arrives, and the faculty at Harrington are subject to alien takeover. This week's film is The Faculty, and it was chosen by Morgan Parker, author of the YA novel Who Put This Song On, and the National Book Critics Circle Award-winning poetry collection Magical Negro.
First of all, obviously this white bitch is the alien. Like, I'm sorry. It's offensive that no one suspects her, and like, that is America. America! They're like, how can it be this little blonde girl who happened to arrive the same day as the alien?
Yeah.
AF, and no one knows anything about her. So like, but because you're like, I don't know, hypnotized by the blonde hair.
This blonde hair, the southern her. Accent, no, the innocence, the, oh yeah.
It's just over the top. And I mean, I love a classic. I'm also working on a teen movie right now, so it's cool to watch it.
Yeah.
And see all the, like, you know, all the standard teen, like the intro of all the different cliques and
yes.
all of that stuff. It's like, I don't know, this movie is like Breakfast Club, but Final Destination, but
so
Alien.
I was thinking about that, and like, because I hadn't seen it until you brought it to my attention to talk about. And then I look it up, and it comes out in 1998. And like as I'm watching, I'm like, I know exactly what happened to produce this movie.
Yeah.
Like, Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer
yes.
had just come out, and they were huge hits.
Yep.
And we were also in the midst of like a lot of alien films. There was Independence Day. There was Mars Attack. There, all of this stuff. Some executive was like, "Yo."
Yep.
Know what we do. We yep. take the teen slasher film, take yep. it to another level, make it sci-fi, get us some aliens, and bam, yep. monster hit.
And there's so many, like the metaphors, it's like infinite, you know? It's like, okay, the teachers are like, and then the teens are becoming like pod people. I think it involves like, they're turning us into slaves. Like, there's that. So there's that kind of metaphor, but then there's like the larger social thing. And like, yeah, I don't know. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
Plus, like, you get all the like weird romances that like, oh, the unsuspecting, you know, like you would never expect the jock to then be with the weirdo girl.
Yeah.
Who's like a fake lesbian. Like I can't, that is like a whole other thing. The fake lesbianism.
They keep bringing this up, and it's just so 90s in this way where it's like, okay, we're going to code this woman as like lesbian and make fun of her for it.
Yo, okay, so when I was rewatching it too, I was thinking like, fuck, like, this is something that was like coming out when we're young, and it's like, no wonder all of us have had all the struggles that we had. And nobody's like, oh, you can't be a geek. You can't be, you know, like, they're even telling the football player that he's too stupid to do anything else.
His girlfriend says, you're not good at studying.
You're not smart. Like, what? What the fuck? And it's like, it really, when I look like around my generation, I'm like, oh yeah, that, it makes sense. Yeah. Why would anyone, there's like so much shitting on mental health. I'm like very, I was like hiding my Prozac for years because Prozac was literally a joke. For, you know, and it's like you watch TV and it's like, oh, you need a therapist. Like that's an insult. And being a lesbian is an insult. And then, oh my God. Okay. So I like also took notes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
the alien white girl is like, she's not a lesbian. That was a hoax. The word hoax. Like, what? What's going on there? Like, how is being a lesbian
hoax?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the way that they talked about that was so heartbreaking.
It's very like there's so much in our culture that talks about like a homosexual agenda. There's such a hetero agenda on everything.
Such a hetero agenda. Like, I mean, and it's I wish she was a lesbian in the movie. That would have been better. The fact that it's like, oh, I use being a lesbian so that people leave me alone.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
Right. It's to the extent of her like outcast like persona here is to pretend she is so far outside of the mainstream, which is just being attracted to women. Like that is so far that it alienates the rest of her classmates.
She has zero friends. Like so all of that I think is, it disturbs me watching it now, but it's interesting to think, like, that was the stuff coming in to our heads.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no wonder I had all the various insecurities that I had, you know? And, like, no wonder we think in terms of these characters.
Absolutely. You
know? I don't recognize the surface tissue at all. Casey, I don't want to blow smoke up your butt here, but I think you found a new species.
Yeah, right.
Hey, it could happen. New species are discovered every day. So cynical.
Could it be Nathostimulata?
Nah.
They escaped detection until the mid-20th century.
You just know everything.
I'm a contradiction.
In, like, Josh Hartnett's character, Zeke, right? We're presented with basically a genius, right? But he's a slacker. He's in his fifth year of high school, super senior status, right? But it's just like, oh, he's just not applying himself because unknown reasons, right? Like it's but it's fine because he's super smart, so he'll be fine. Don't worry about it. He'll help save the day. And he's like hustling. Right, yeah. He's like selling drugs and fake IDs and all of this stuff. And it's like, well, I'm supposed to like be attached to this character as sort of like the embodiment of cool. He's like the most hip, like oh yeah, like I want to be like him because he's got it all figured out and everyone's paying attention to him, but you know, he's detached from it all and everything. It's like, no.
I mean, it's so surface, right? Like they try to plot other things, like, why don't you, you know, you're smart, and but they never follow up on that. He's, like, neglected by his parents, clearly. That's, like, a whole thing. And, like, they never really enter that. He, like, lives alone with his own lap. Also, he has a gun.
Why? He has a gun that comes out of nowhere.
It's just sitting on his little, like, mini lab table.
The football player just picks it up. Just suddenly the gun has appeared. He's just like, oh.
Like, what is this guy up to? Selling porn out of his trunk. Creating a pen cocaine. I don't know.
Okay, so the drug that's being sold, which is basically just crushed up caffeine pills.
Yes.
This is how ridiculous this movie is. Is one, he's selling just crushed up caffeine pills to these, which it, I mean, to be honest, like that does sound like some suburban white kid shit absolutely could have been happening, might be happening right now. Exactly. But also, it turns out that these crushed up caffeine pills are the one key to killing the aliens.
That's it. And it has to be like the pen thing. Like that becomes, when they're like, when he's racing out to the car to get the last of the pens, I'm like, there's no caffeine anywhere else. Other things are diuretic. Oh my goodness. I love it. It's so simple, but there's so many like weird loose threads.
There are quite a few loose threads. I don't understand Bebe Neuwirth's character. She's the principal. Was she resurrected by virtue of being attacked by an alien? Because they kill her.
Like, they kill her, but because there was an alien inside her, everyone comes back to life.
So the alien was already in her? Because what it felt like was the coach who is played by, I forget the actor's name right now, but he is T-1000 from Terminator 2.
Yes. Terrifying.
I thought he was attacking her. He was trying to implant the alien, but she was running away. And then the other teacher was in on it, and she maybe had already gotten it. And then that teacher like stabbed Bebe Neuwirth's character. I thought they killed her before they got the alien in her.
No, I think they were just like they were just like taking her over.
Oh, okay.
Because then it's like all the teachers just drinking it from the water fountain. like that's like they're all just like sitting in the teacher's lounge drinking out those little cones.
Yeah.
I actually love Bebe Neuwirth's character in it. I just kind of love her.
Bebe Neuwirth is amazing. It's just so fascinating watching some of the people that are like traipsing through this film. So Bebe Neuwirth's in there. John Stewart makes an appearance as a science teacher.
Phenomenal in this movie. Just standing there with a pen in his eyes, like iconic.
This is the first film of one Usher Raymond.
Yo, and honestly, when I rewatched this movie, I was like, I feel like there was more Usher. Usher wasn't in it.
He was not in it at all, but he like just performed his duty as stock black character. Oh, black dude shows up, he's a football player. And acts like an obnoxious jock. Here we go.
Horrible. So how about when he calls someone an anal probe?
Called him an anal probe. Here, what? Again. Again. Like, with the sort of like queer antagonism, right? Yes, you're like, the nerdy kid, very much clearly, like, you're an anal probe. Like, we know where you're going with that.
Graphic. Like, graphic. And that's one of those things where, like, that's part of that late 90s culture, too, where it's like, are you guys gay? Because, like, they're, like, the most homophobic people. I'm like, this is a very graphic, specific insult. Yeah. Like, you're thinking about putting stuff up people's butts all the time based on your, you know what I mean? Like, based on your insult is right at the top of your head is
Morgan, think all the time. Think about that whole era that we had of no homo and pause, and it's just, like, everything. Like, how did that come to mind that might be something?
Always. I'm like, why are you guys always talking about butt stuff?
Is Mrs. Brummel going to be okay?
Stan, Mrs. Brummel has been diagnosed with cancer, and she's on a lot of medication at the moment. It causes disorientation. We were hoping that she would get through the school year, but unfortunately, I hope you can understand the sensitive nature of the situation.
Yeah, keep it quiet.
Casey? You understand? Casey? You understand?
It makes sense for him to say it in terms of, like, just the very homoerotic nature of sports and sports culture. And there's, like, the nodding to it, but never actually fully embracing the fact that, hey, yo, we're dudes who like to touch each other. And that should be fine.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And, oh man, there was something else he did. So actually, this is a treat too, because I found these notes, which are from 2019.
Oh.
when I was, you know, obsessing about the faculty. I've just constantly been like, I'm one day going to write this essay. But there's really, I don't think I could go that far.
I think you should. I think
one day, but I like have notes. This is so funny because when I was rewatching it last night, all the same, like the same things I was saying out loud to myself, I had written down. It's like the same responses. Oh man, where, you know, he calls someone an anal probe! Exclamation point. Oh my god, violent lesbian. Why that?
Violent lesbian. Yes.
Bipolar bitch, that was fantastic. Yes. Love that. I mean, so also, at the beginning, the first invasion with the coach, mm-hmm. it's like a moment of sexual harassment, basically. Like, that's its own metaphor. And how fucked up is it that, you know, like, you think the other woman is going to help her, and then the other woman betrays her and is like, I've always wanted to stab her. Like, who wrote this? Obviously a dude.
Obviously.
It's really, like, disturbing in that way.
There's that one, and then when he attacks Selma Hayek, who is also in this movie.
Yeah, Selma Hayek randomly. Oh, man.
And he attacks Selma Hayek on the couch, and she's, like, sick.
Yeah.
She's a sick nurse at the school, and then he, like, pins her down and sticks his alien tongue in her ear. Like,
those were, yeah, I was like, this is, like, really triggering, kind of. Like, I get it. This invasion is truly happening.
Sure, but it's very sexualized, and, like, it's totally, like you're saying, it's an assault. It's a sexual assault that is happening.
Exactly.
Like, that's really what's infecting. It's like, so this alien takes the form of a blonde white woman. Like, I forget what... I don't know if she ever says where she's from in the South. She just says she's from the South.
Also, her name is Mary Beth Louise Hutchinson.
Yes.
The fuck kind of name? That's not real. Like, I don't know how these people were overlooking how crazy this bitch is. She's like, just moved to stay with cousins. Huh? What white person stays with cousins? Tell me that.
White people don't have cousin culture.
They don't have cousin culture.
So this alien in the form of this, like, blonde, seemingly naive white woman comes to town, infects the coach, who then is this white man going around and assaulting all of these other people, and then there's just this ripple effect of assault happening over and over and over again. And then they commit to sexualizing it, right? Like, the idea because what happens when Elijah Wood, who is also in this movie.
No, Elijah Wood, brilliant in this movie.
It's amazing.
Also, I wrote down Elijah Wood's audition for Spider-Man. That's what I wrote in my notes. Because there's part where he's, like, jumping on a bus. And it does look like preview of, Elijah Wood will go on to climb other buses.
So Elijah Wood, after the girl he has a crush on, Delilah, the head cheerleader, like, they're on the bus and she's trying to infect him, and she's playing on the fact, like, you want me, right? Like, you want me. And not just her. Also, when Famke Janssen, who's also in this movie, who's a teacher.
She's, like, becomes literally, like, sex pot situation.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand how that has to do with aliens at all.
But that's the thing. It's like the aliens were supposed to change their character in some way, but, like, they were supposed to be more subdued after.
She went
the opposite direction. But I guess you couldn't subdue that character any more than she was, like.
Right. Maybe it was like it just done the opposite.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But she, like, then is coming on to Josh Hartnett's character when she's trying to infect him. But also, are they not at the end of this movie suggesting that the two of them are fucking and
they
she's
are.
The teacher?
They are. like, as if that's the happy ending.
It's the happy ending. It's
disturbing. There's also a part where I was like, that's sexual harassment too. When he's like, I have condoms for you. I'm like, this is why is everyone like, okay.
Everything's okay here. Everything seems to be okay. With there are no boundaries whatsoever. There are no boundaries. Oh my goodness.
I also love, and he's like, if you were going to take over the world, what is it? Would you bomb the White House or come in through the back door? Like, which is Ohio, I guess.
The back door of the whole world is Ohio. Again, like,
just the overtones are right there.
Everything's there, but it's just, and then at the end, though, they're just like happy hetero couples. Yep. That come out of this.
Wait, okay.
Like trauma bonded hetero couples.
Which, okay. I would have been very into Clea DuVall with the football player guy who's like no longer a football player. Except for, why does her transformation have to include pastels? Like, she's just suddenly not the same person.
Because.
Instead of like them finding each other and that they like each other, she has to now wear a floral dress and a lavender sweater. Like,
look, goth lesbians over here, and then preppy, yeah, like...
No, you can't even bring your eyeliner. Like, what? I mean, and that is the Breakfast Club situation, too.
Yeah.
Like, of course, for Ally Sheedy to be, I guess... Yeah, it's always about the femming of the character. Right. I mean, she's all that. Like, that's always the thing. It's
yeah.
Like, well, just, you know, take off the glasses and put on pink, and there you go.
Problem solved, right? Like, the only issue that you're having as a young woman in high school is just that you refuse to adopt femme presentation. Like, that's it. That's, and once you do, the world opens up to you.
Yes. Yep. I mean, it's just so fucked up. And so that stuff, it's so obvious in those movies, but that stuff is still in movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, that is still, it's like a little bit more subtle. What's interesting about this is so over the top, but that's kind of our standard template.
Yeah, which is interesting in sort of watching some of the stuff that's coming out now in terms of, like, dealing with Gen Z and their like changing norms around sexuality and gender, a presentation and identity and all of this stuff, where it feels like there are more spaces to kind of like find acceptance, but a lot of it still tends toward like, but if you were like the norm, if you were still presenting in the normal way that we understand, you wouldn't have any of these problems.
Like, there issues. Would yeah, just all of the negative connotations of everything. I mean, he's just, well, oh yeah, then I mean all the stuff about getting him a therapist, Elijah Wood, because they think he's, you know, crazy because of the aliens. But
he saw an old woman die because they tried to infect her, and she was, but here's the thing. They tried to infect that woman, right? But she's too old. She is too old to be an alien.
Her body couldn't handle it.
She's too old to be an alien.
The vessel wouldn't.
It's just like, okay, old women are out completely.
They're out. Useless. What do we need them for?
Useless. Useless.
They can't become a sex pot, so therefore...
There you go.
What's the point?
There you go.
That was horrible. Also, just, like, the special effects of that. It's just... over the top.
Well, the thing is, because we discover that she's been infected and can't sustain it, because she goes into the boy's shower, and it starts ripping her clothes off.
In of itself, yeah! That's when it's like, wait, do they all just like want to have sex? If they're
did feel aliens
and want to have sex,
it feels like that's a lot of it, right? Like that feels like there much of this just has to do with like, and we come back to who the mother alien is here, right? It's just the it's almost like it's the unleashing of this white woman's sexuality is the destruction of
the entire town. And it is, I mean, to me, it's like being distracted by, you know, this allure of the white woman.
Sure.
And not even noticing.
Absolutely.
That this bitch is ruining everything.
Like, absolutely.
That is really, you can't put a better package around just like the narrative of life in America. Like, that really feels on point to
absolutely
me.
she's the bringer, she's the harbinger of all of it, and like no one is guessing, like, except there's like one moment where someone's like, oh, you just got here, maybe it's you, but no one takes that seriously.
And it's confusing to me. I'm like, why are we then they're spending time like really thinking about who else it might be, and they just really accept everything she says. It's like absurd to me, but it's absurd to me every day that, you know, white women.
But that's exactly what you're saying. Yeah, it's exactly what you're saying. It's like, no, white women are you know, accepted at their word, and like, especially if they turn on the waterworks or like the play up the naivete angle, like, yeah, oh, please, of course, no. There's no reason for me to suspect that you have any type of agenda that would be harmful for anyone.
Of course not. It's so stupid. I love it.
I think something's taking over our school.
Body Snatchers is a story somebody made up, dingus. It's located in the fiction section of the line.
Yeah, and so is Schindler's List. Look, all fiction is based on some truth, right? What does Miss Berg teach us in English 101? Write what you know. How do we know this writer guy,
Jack Finney,
didn't encounter aliens in his high school, which led him to write a book about an alien invasion?
Your conspiracy theory is flawed.
How so?
Well, Jack Finney's The Body Snatchers is a blatant ripoff of The Puppet Masters by Robert Heinlein, so you can completely disregard that entire work.
Whatever. The point is, they're here, they've been here, and they're here again.
Usher Raymond. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is about that transformation. When Stan is like, to Clea Duvall, like, you'll be beautiful here.
Mm.
Like, the allure is like, you won't be how you are, which is ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me sad because it's like, is that what we desire of a new world where, like, everyone looks like that girl? Like, that's horrible.
Essentially,
that's
what this movie, like.
Exactly. Well, and it's interesting, too, the way they use the football team.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is like, I mean, a football team is like an army, you know? There's like, and they're all kind of like marching together as like these zombies, and the coach is like leading them with like, you know, aliens coming out of his eyeballs and stuff, like whatever. And it is scary. It's like, oh yeah, that's, anyone could build like a little mini army if you just like, if you got a small town football team, like, you know, like that's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that are ready to follow orders.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
I love it. I also love just like when they put Clea Duvall in a cage at the end. I'm just like, there's so many good shots. I'm just like, what's happening?
My favorite line though is the football player who decides he's gonna quit because he like, I guess, wants to be an intellectual at this point of his life. He has like things he believes that he says. It's so unrealistic, and just like the suspension of disbelief has to be on high for this moment where he's like explaining to Clea Duvall why he quit the team. And he's like,
yeah,
like, I earned that D. That was my D.
And she's like,
oh yeah,
yeah. That's like,
but my favorite line is when they're trying to decide who is the alien, and his girlfriend Delilah, Jordana Brewster, is like, maybe you're the alien. You're the one who's like quit. He's like, I'm not an alien. I'm discontent.
I know. I love it. I have that underlined too. I'm not an alien. I'm just discontent. I feel like that is like the tag. You know,
that's what it is.
Tagline of the movie.
That's what it is. It's like it's so parasitic on the part of the alien. The like blonde white woman comes in and she notices essentially that at this particular high school, because when we go to the high school and kids are there, everyone's fighting, like everyone's at war with one another, and like clearly you're seeing like Elijah Wood's character get knocked over. Everyone is
is discontent with who they are and what the prospects of life seem to be like. And what she has to offer is an escape from all of that, right? Like she's here to deliver something out of the ordinary, something that will bring you bliss and peace and all of this stuff, except actually what it is just another form of war that she's enacting on these people through sexual violence. But exactly what you're saying, that could be the tagline, because every single person in this school seems to be going through something that they want to escape. And it's like, oh, it's because we're not fitting what the societal expectation of us is.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, again, making a teen film now, it's interesting. And I can see the pitch happening in Hollywood, you know, because that's what they love. It's like the thing where it's like anyone can understand feeling alien and discontent, you know, like that at the bottom line, there's that, which always like, that's always the saving grace of a movie like this, where at the end of the day, it is like a sweet story of like, oh, all these people who like were uncomfortable with themselves and, you know, they kind of can band together and, you know, own their nerdiness or whatever it may be. That is like the, I guess, like the skeletal part of the movie. And where they go with it is whatever.
Then you just fill it in with aliens. And
with aliens.
Really, like, there's such, the special effects are such artifacts of their time.
So much. I mean, you gotta love watching, like, Jon Stewart's face kind of melt. And, like, there's nothing better than that. And that is also, like, watching him in that, I kind of was like, I bet he had a blast doing that.
But I think everyone had fun on this film, but it's just that, like, it's very clear to me what happened in terms of being like, oh, I can't, my agent's got to get me on this because I can't miss out on the next screen. Like, this could be.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's all-star packed for, like, almost no reason. You know what I mean? It's not like Josh Hartnett needed to be, like, a leading man. That could have been anyone.
It could be anyone. It could be like, any old bodies in this movie.
But would be Elijah Wood, that being his hero movie. Like, what?
It's just like a lot of young Hollywood and some really established, like, your BB Newworths in the world.
I mean, and how did she end up? Okay. All right.
Because if somebody at the studio is selling you on this and being like, look, this is going to franchise like Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer or something, you're like, let me get on that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. It didn't.
It didn't, but you know, it's on cable a lot.
And that's the thing where it's like, I understand now, sort of like, you know, as I looked it up, because again, I was not familiar with it before you. But the idea that it's a cult movie, that it has a cult following, is like, no, this makes perfect sense because one of who the actors are that are involved, Robert Rodriguez, who now is probably best known for directing Sin City. It's like you look back at this sort of early time and like the specific moment of what Hollywood was trying to produce and just be like, oh, this, the ridiculous over the top nature of this is just so enjoyable.
It really is. Cause you know it. And it's like, yeah, it's so predictable and yeah, just so on the nose. There's nothing. And I feel like most people are too embarrassed to make a movie that's so on the nose. You know what I mean? But it really was working. It really was working in 1998.
It was working.
Like, you know, call someone a bipolar bitch and whatever. All of these people happen to, like, run into each other on the same day.
Yes.
I don't know.
Hello, Miss Burke.
Hello, sweetie pie. What are you looking for?
Nothing important. So I take it you changed your mind about the chocolate laxatives?
Actually, I had my heart set on something cherry flavored. You know what I mean.
Sorry, I'm all out of those. I have something else for you, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Something tasty.
Let me hook you up.
So here's a note that I'm confused about.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. I kind of can't read my handwriting here, and so I'm not sure what I was on to. But I'm pretty sure it says Stan equals black, question mark.
Huh.
Maybe there's sub theory of blackness somewhere within. I also was kind of looking for that because Usher is pointless. But I was like, there is some racialized shit in this. I'm just trying to figure it out. It's not like, like with Alien, it's pretty cool. I had this conversation with Arthur Jaffa, and he has like, Alien is like his favorite movie, and he has all these theories about Alien being, you know, the alien is blackness,
yeah,
and this sort of invasion. And I, because I think about the faculty in like, as the alien is whiteness, you know, I think a lot about like, what is, because none of the main characters are black.
No.
So what is going on, you know? And I don't know why, like, guess something. Maybe he said something. Why is that Stan equal black, question mark?
I think there's something to the sort of like outsiderness of them, right? In which it's sort of like, and yeah, like Zeke's character, even though like Josh Hartnett, even though we're sort of like meant to believe of him in him as just like this super genius, what is he doing but hustling, right? And that feels very coded as like black to me.
Totally.
Like it's of the era, everyone's got he's got the baggy jeans and whatever. The affect of like he doesn't have a black scent per se, but he's got the affect of like, I'm too cool for this, right? But it's like, but they get
the drug is called scat. So drug let's just talk about scat. That first of all. This little Ella Fitzgerald situation is, what the fuck? Scat. It's called scat. Who names their drug that?
No one except
scat. Guaranteed to jack you up.
So Elijah Wood says that when he stabs the alien in the
head. I was like, how did he know? How did he know that's the thing to say? I love it. I mean, just,
yeah.
Okay.
I think it is, I think there's the playing with blackness and sort of like some of the visual cues and the rhetorical, like, you know, some of the linguistic things that are happening that are meant to, again, sort of set this group of people as outsiders, right? Okay. Like, they're supposed to be, you know, and then what happens is they get bonded through their trauma, and no longer are they outsiders, they, like, become part of the mainstream. They become the mainstream,
right?
Because they, as you say, they just sort of, like, adopt all of the things that they're supposed to, right?
Like, Elijah Wood has gelled hair at the end. What the fuck? I'm like, this transformation is weird. It's like you put on dad's suit or something. He still looks like 11.
He looks so young.
I'm like, okay, you're grown up now. You have gel in your hair. Okay. Oh my god.
Oh.
So sad. And then also when Stan says, I think maybe I need to try something I'm not good at. Okay.
Why? This is a thing. Like,
that's
what?
White problems all day long.
That's white problems.
I need to try something I'm not good at. Okay. All right. Life's hard. I hate this alien girl. She's just so nosy. And like, that is a clue. That's just a clue to me.
Yeah.
Why are you up in everybody's business?
She attaches to Clea DuVall's character, and just like, you look like you don't have any friends, and and it's just like, well, damn.
Yeah. What looks like you don't have zero friends? Like, what the fuck? And then, oh my god, the lesbian thing. What's she saying?
She said, I'm not aware of any lesbianism in my lineage.
What? I'm not aware of any lesbianism in my lineage. Okay, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's the vessel. Her nosiness is how we get any backstory from some of these characters.
Yeah, but
it's also, it's like, no, you're absolutely right. Like, why is no one suspicious that the new girl has come to town and is suddenly just, like, so interested in everybody?
Yeah, and also, like, here's a thing where you're like, you can't even trust people you know forever, but she's in the car. Where'd she come from? Why did she get to go in the car? You know, you're like running away from everyone else, BB Newworth, you know? Like,
you run away from BB Newworth, but you...
Yeah, like, bring her! Usher Raymond is just roaming, and we got an extra seat for this bitch. Like, okay, you're allergic to aspirin, whatever.
Another red flag in terms of just being like, you're just volunteering this information as a, like...
Right? Also, number one, she is the first one to bring up aliens in the movie. She says something about aliens to Clea DeVall. Like, she's the first one that says that word. And I'm like, duh.
Yeah, she said something to the effect of, like, her being like an alien.
Yeah, right? Yes. I feel like an alien sometimes, or some shit like that.
Yeah, and it's like, it's right there. It's right there. The audience is like, we're like, hello.
Come on. But it's also so clear that all the audience isn't like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so clear that it's, like, this big shock. Like, even Clea DeVall, who you would think doesn't trust that bitch, but she was like, what? Who knew? Like, huh? It's you? Like,
yeah.
Clearly it's her. She's sketchy. And she was like, oh, they do look pretty happy. I'm like, it's this lady. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Morgan, what's one lasting image that sticks with you from the faculty?
Oh, my God. Oh, so many. I mean, Clea DeVall in a cage and Elijah Wood crawling on the bus. Josh Hartnett with the pens being like, guaranteed to jack you up. When he hands him to, like, whatever that rapist guy from that 70s show.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh, that guy, too.
Love that part. Oh, man. I also like the image of, like, the football team on the football field, just standing there in the rain, like, soaking up water.
Yeah.
And the coach is, like, half, like, octopus, half man. And they're all just, like, standing out there weirdly. That's like, a good weird image. Oh, there's so many. Oh, Clea DeVall's hand against the glass of the water tank. I was like, this is the corniest shit I've ever seen. Like, really? Just hand against the glass pane.
And the little alien form.
The aliens, like, girl, you're not speaking to the alien. The alien is not speaking to you. Like, this is over the top.
Oh, my goodness.
Love that. Oh, man. Also, how Josh Hartnett has that lab rat, and they, like, he just kills it. Very good. There's just so many.
Morgan, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for watching The Faculty and talking to me about it. An allegory for America, The Faculty.
Thanks for listening to Open Form, a podcast from LitHub Radio, produced by Justin Alvarez and hosted by me, Michael Denzel Smith. Feel free to like, comment, and subscribe to Open Form wherever you get your podcasts, and or sign up for the LitHub newsletter to stay up to date on our latest episodes. Next week, a feminist horror revenge film is reevaluated after its original critics missed the point.